Chapter 1. Victoria Valentine, V to her friends, exited the taxi that had transported her from Wilmington's airport to Carolina Cove, North Carolina, and gasped at the pain that shot through her leg as a result of standing. "You okay, miss?" the driver asked. She ground her teeth together and nodded, the setting sun nearly blinding her. "I can carry your bag inside for you," the man offered from within the taxi. V shook her head, sliding the duffel to her shoulder. "I'm good. Thanks." She'd already paid him and tipped him, too aware of the fact he'd spent a large portion of the drive staring in his rearview rather than the road in front of him. "Well, you have a nice night. Maybe I'll see you around here later." She pretended she didn't hear the comment and shut the door, turning to face the boats in the marina beside Reels, her father's restaurant and bar. The Victoria bobbed in its slip, but the sirens and mermaid slips were empty. Was he gone? Or maybe his captains had taken them out for fishing charters? Those were normally day trips only, but every now and again, someone would make an offer Vic couldn't refuse, and he'd stay out however long they liked, weather permitting. She should have called. She'd had plenty of time to do that between flights, but every time she'd pulled her phone from her bag, the texts and voicemail messages from her mother had her tossing the phone back into her purse again. Her mother meant well, and her concern was out of love, but V wasn't in the mood, especially after a day of traveling and the pain it had caused. Inhaling, she took a step and groaned softly from the stabbing jab that shot up her leg. She should have spent the extra money and traveled first class, because being cramped in the economy airline seats before climbing into the backseat of the taxi had left her leg cramping hard. She eyed an empty bench along the marina and hobbled her way over, seating herself long enough to do a quick and hopefully discreet massage. Once the pain had lessened to a lip-biting level, she stood and tried again. This time she moved a little easier and clomped along the sidewalk, ignoring the pitying looks from the couple passing by because she was a 28-year-old woman walking like she was 88. V ignored the handicapped ramp on the right of the building and chose instead to brave the three steps leading to the door on the right. Her physical therapy included walking up and down steps, and maybe that bit of normalcy would help the tight muscles. Before being released from rehab, she'd been able to move up and down the stairs without issue. Well, much. No pain, no gain. She swung the door wide and let it fall against her duffel bag as she gripped the railing and began the process. Sweat broke out on her upper lip and the base of her neck beneath her coat, but she made it inside and lifted her head, only to catch the quickly averted eyes of those watching her arrival, probably because it had taken so long for her to get inside after opening the door. "Hi, can I help you?" The young girl's voice was much too chipper for the mid-March night. "I'm looking for Vic DeMarca. Is he here? Is he expecting you? Tori, is that you?" She turned at the sound of her father's voice and the childhood nickname and wondered who was more shocked. Her father stood a few feet away, still tall at 6'4" but grayed and gaunt, and not at all like the man she'd last seen just hours after her accident. The last 6 months hadn't been kind to him either. "Hey." Vic charged at her like a bull and swept her up in his arms, squeezed her so tightly she wondered if she'd ever breathe again. "Ah, baby, I can't believe it. What are you doing here? Why didn't you call me? I would have picked you up at the airport. How are you?" "I'm good," she said, as he set her gently back on the floor. "Do you have an Uber outside? Suitcases?" She shook her head, and his thick eyebrows rose when he noted the single duffel that had fallen to the floor during the embrace. "You're traveling light. Last-minute decision. The thing about dancers who spent the majority of their time in leggings and workout gear was that they didn't take up much room. Still, something apparently gave her transient state away. She could tell because of the way he looked at her. She shifted her gaze, taking in the restaurant. The place looks great. It was a dive. But it was a cute beachy dive, with painted signs and that quintessential beach vibe that drew tourists and locals alike. The last time she'd seen the restaurant and bar was, what, 6 hurricanes ago? 8. She'd totally lost count. Maybe because she'd been about 14 at the time, and on the mandatory summer break visit ruled by her parents' divorce judge. After that summer, she'd managed to snag prime spots with dance companies, and spent every summer afterwards training, practicing, and performing. Made some changes over the years when I could. Come sit down. You're staying with me, right? Yeah. If that's okay. She followed him to the corner of the long bar and took a stool, glad it allowed her to sit and rest yet still stretch her long legs. You know you always have a place with me. He'd told her that a lot over the years. But this was the first time she'd ever been tempted or forced to make use of the offer. Had anyone told her an injury could take on an identity of its own, she would have said they were crazy. 6 months after the fact, she knew it to be true, and it only added to the losses she felt as a result of one wrong move. Ah, sweetheart, you look exhausted. How about I drive you to my place and come back to do what I need to do? No. Don't be silly. I need to decompress a bit, she said, forcing a smile. I can sit here as well as there. You're sure? Yes. He didn't look convinced, but seemed to take her at her word anyway. You hungry? Thirsty? A glass of wine would be nice. Maybe it would take the edge off the pain, too. She was exhausted but wired, and knew sleep would be elusive, at least for several hours yet. Truthfully, she'd love nothing more than a walk on the beach in the dark, where no one could see her limping along. Her father had always said salt water healed everything, and right now she would love nothing more than for that to be true. Vic stepped behind the bar and took a look through some bottles, finally finding one he approved of. Best we have. Don't open that just for me. Hey, it isn't every day my little girl comes to visit. We're celebrating. He set to work on the cork, and seconds later, a freshly poured glass appeared in front of her. Thanks. Still feels like I ought to be carding you. You look too young for that. Hardly. But thanks again. Her father grabbed a bottle of water from the fridge and held it up to her. V lifted her glass, wishing she had something to celebrate, and instead blinked back tears as she lightly tapped the bottle and fought to maintain her composure in her exhausted state. Baby girl, as thrilled as I am to see you, shouldn't you be in New York? In therapy? What are you doing here? She inhaled and squared her shoulders. Before I got hurt, you mentioned you've had a hard time juggling the charters and the restaurant, so I thought maybe I could help. Help? You want a job? Why not? So this isn't just a visit? You plan on staying in Carolina Cove? She took a sip of her wine and felt the intensity of his gaze. Until I'm ready to get back to my company, yeah. If you agree, I mean. Can I stay?